Morai v'Raboisai, lessons from the late Parshas Pinchas.
We will speak about what true shalom is, what true peace is today in our very important yet intimate edition of lessons from the late. The first pasuk has always shaken me in the sense that maybe not universally, but in many of the britot and many of the brises that I've gone to, the Moel calls out, Pinchas ben Elozo ben Anna Klein, hey Shivas Chimosi, right? Lachain, Noisim Lefneichem Brisi Shalom. So I think that this is a little bit strange, in my humble opinion, that when a child is brought into this world, we immediately tell this pasuk over in our parsha, which seemingly is, you know, not the best introduction to Judaism. We know from last week's parsha there was a magefa after the times of Balak. There was a magefa, the Jews were immoral, and Pinchas comes and he does what should have been done. He's considered to be a zealous, and the Heshiv Chamasi Mi'al Pneu Adama. And then, so what does it say? So the Ba'on Shalom gives Pinchas a Brisi Shel Shalom. So I would think that, number one, if we're introducing a child into this world, we wouldn't talk about the story, number one. If you want to time it for me, this is going to be the pidyon on a bench, so we have a Kohen there, Pinchas of the cut. Okay. But furthermore, what does giving him a Brisi Shalom, giving him a covenant of peace, have to do with what he did? I would think actually that is the polar opposite of what he deserves. Why Shalom? So, at first glance, when we think of the inyan of Shalom, we generally interpret Shalom, as English interprets it, as peace. It's peace. Peace. Right? When we talk about Shalom, the first thing we think of is, I don't know, for me, Shalom bias. Shalom in the home. Peace. Harmony. When we talk about peace in the geisha sense, meaning in the worldly sense, I should say, we talk about a peace treaty. We should have peace. I once heard somebody speak and say, you know, why are the nations of the world thinking that the state of Israel doesn't want to do peace? We pray for it all the time. Sim Shalom. I don't want to get up in the middle of the speech and say, you don't know what you're talking about. That's talking about Sim Shalom for Bnei Yisrael. There should be Shalom. There should be peace. But what is peace? If Pinchas was given peace, it appears that this is not peace. So the Meshech Chachma says a very fascinating idea. We notice, of course, that when it delineates who Pinchas is, it says Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aaron HaKohen. In fact, when we delineate who Zimri is, it also says Zimri and who his forebearers were. Obviously, they're being used in a negative way. But if you look at the traits of his forebearers, his father Elozar and his grandfather, of course, Aaron HaKohen, so we can point to the Meshech Chachma says two stories that define what a Brisi Shalom is. You see, a Brisi Shalom is not necessarily getting everybody to love you. It's doing what is right. Elozar, after his father and a few weeks ago, Parsha passes away, so we are told that Elozar recognizes that there is a dimmed Kedusha level. The Adonai HaKavod are not there. And he fights for the nation of Israel to receive back the holy cloud of glory. He fights for it, recognizing that is maybe a little chutzpahdik, maybe seen by most people as, you know, God will give it when he wants. And he does something that's not the grain, not what everybody else is certainly doing, but he does what I like to call Ratzon Hashem. He does the will of God. That's creating peace in the world. And besides, as of course we know, Aaron HaKohen, so we know of course Aaron, the reason why there was such crying when Aaron Dafka was Nifter as opposed to all the other tzaddikim that we know about, the others that we know about, Aaron especially. So we know that he was the master of Shalom Bayis. He was a master of Shalom. But it was more than that. Because when we think of the story that defines Aaron in his position as a leader, I think it's Chete Ego. This is the Meshech Chachma says. Chete Ego defined Aaron HaKohen as someone who was willing to fight for the nation of Israel not to be punished, to try to delay the time, or to try to pin it on Aaron that he should be punished, all because he saw that as the right thing to do, the Ratzon Hashem, so that Bnei Yisrael would not be punished or maybe even annihilated. Rachman al Tzfar. So these two people took the trait, the midah of Shalom, to another level, a level which maybe we fail to understand and interpret. It's doing what is right. Doing what is right is not always me being right. And I'll explain what I mean. In this time of the 3 weeks, when we are supposed to concentrate on those keys to why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we always, of course, point to the Sinas Chinam that existed and exists today. And sometimes making Shalom with another person is not being right, but it's doing the right thing. It's doing Ratzon Hashem. Person doesn't always have to be right in his life. And a key to marriage is that. Is understanding that this is what Hashem wants, even if it's not my way. A lot of people do things and say, well, it's the principle. It's the principle. And that's why there's no Shalom. A lot of times there's no Shalom between two Jews because two Jews can't get along because, oh, what he did to me, you don't know what he did to me. Can you elaborate? What did he do to you? I don't even remember. That's not the point. But what he did to me, as we say, the bygones be guys. A priest of Shalom is fighting for what's right. This is what's right. It may not sit well with me. I don't think Pinchas was the type of person that wanted to get up and do what he did. But he realized that that was saving the Jewish people. Everybody around him weren't doing anything. Everybody was being immoral. Doing the right thing, going on the right path. And that what Pinchas represented, and that's what we tell a baby when he walks in to the bris table. Say, hey kid, you gotta be like a Pinchas. You gotta go against the grain sometimes. Right? You'd imagine, you know, you're sitting with your friends, you're telling them, whoa, this guy wrong, oh yeah, you should really get back, and oh, you really should. And then what do you say? You know what? I'm not going to. I'm gonna fight back with love. I forget, it's fine. They even forget. And what does everybody say to him? Well, you're a loser. You get stepped upon. You should fight what's right. It's the principle. You go against guys in that. That's not Ratzon Hashem. And then there are times, maybe you find yourself in a summer camp. Maybe you find yourself in other situations. You're a year after Israel and you're hanging out with some of your friends. And you have to go against the grain to create the true Bris Yishalom, the Ratzon of Hashem. Everybody goes out. I'll give you an example that hopefully never happened, but all too soon might be challenged here. And you go with your friends on a Sunday, and it's a beautiful Sunday, and you go to do whatever teenagers do nowadays, even though you're, you know, in 1920. And it's 1 o'clock, two, it's comes time for Shkia Sachama. Some of the boys were in Israel with you. Some of them didn't go to Israel. It's time for Mincha, Rabbi Yisai. To go against the grain and say, this is a Bris Yishalom. It's embarrassing, quote unquote. It's not the right thing to do because everybody's going to be like, oh God, we got to go out of the way now to find a shul or even just to daven Mincha. Give me 10 minutes to daven Mincha alone. But it's the right thing. It's not all about, you know, getting up with a sword and killing somebody. It's about doing the Ratzon Hashem, doing what's right. And that's a small example, but there are larger examples of people say, hey, I see something broke here. How come there's no Bikur Chol in place? How come there's no Svarim over there? How come? I'm going to build it. I'm going to do it. There should be a learning program over here. I'm going to college in a certain place, and I realize that there's a lot of people not going to Minyan. Maybe it's because it's not a later Minyan. Maybe it's because it's not an earlier Minyan. Maybe if I created a shir once a week in Chassidus, people will come. That's a Bris Yishalom, I think. The example of the Lazar, the example of Aaron HaKohen. You go against the grain, but you do what's right. And doing what's right is not necessarily the path that feels good always, but certainly at the end it does. And Pinchas did that, and that's the way we define who Pinchas is. Pinchas is this guy, that tzaddik, this, you know, dimyon of Elio Anavi, who is Mishali. So we know Pinchas is Elio. So Hine Anochi Shoreich Lachem is Elio Anavi, that Vav, a Chibur. The Chibur is the Achdus. Bringing people together, doing what's difficult, what's not right. You see two friends fighting, you all of a sudden become the go-between. I want to mediate. It's uncomfortable, I'll have to hear the story, is that a waste of time? No, it's not. It's a Bris Yishalom. It's exactly what the Rabbeinu Shalom is looking for. People like that. You can be that Jew that just does the mitzvahs and does everything, and you can be great, and people can look and say, wow. But you go against the grain. If I can make one comment, which maybe is off topic, but I don't think it is. Part of going against the grain and doing what's right, number one, you can have amazing hashba. As we know, when Pinchas did what he did, so there was a mass amount of tshuva. And sometimes you get surprised and you say, you know what? So many people are doing the wrong thing, let's say on a Thursday night. Let's bring them into a base marriage. Do a teacher. We are crazy. What are you going to get? Three people, four people. And then you got boys coming up to you and saying to you, "Nu, can we do it also on Tuesday night maybe?" It's amazing. But I think this also is in the realm of our great rabbinic leaders. Some of the great Gedolim went against the grain and did what wasn't the easiest, but was the right. And not the easy, because they knew that that was Rasul Hashem, that was Sim Shalom. Example of Rav Soloveitchik, for example, who would have been very easy for him to be affiliated with the Kodesh Yisrael, made a decision in his life. The right thing, I think, is to follow the ways of Mizrahi, Hakama Saladina, and obviously became the forefather here in America for that. And my own Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, said a lot of things that had a lot of people upset. But he said, "I can't, it's MS. I gotta do what's right." Whether it's fighting against the Vietnam War, which he was against, or fighting for people who, you know, lived in a strange country, or fighting against the own institution he was part of. That is what's right. And being right isn't always popular, but being right is what will change the world. And lo matzah kli, shemachzik brach ela shalom, shalom is the ultimate goal. I think that's really what Shalom is. It's not what we have these preconceived notions of kumbaya and everybody's happy and yeah, it's doing it in a way that's not so comfortable for you. It's very hard to be that person who's, you know, quote unquote, is like, is giving in. You don't want to be that person. You don't want to give in. I want them. What's the big deal? Who cares? At the end of the day. When people mature, so a lot of times they feel that their greatest moments is when they didn't let their anger get in. They didn't let their midah of kas or their midah of being right and just forgo. Just moved away from the situation. Because that's what a Bris Yishalom is. I think that's what Pinchas represents, and that's why he's introduced at a Bris Milah. Yes, of course, it's because of Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu was there, but what does he represent? The ultimate form of Shalom. The upshot of this during the 3 weeks is to really take, you know, later in the parsha, we talk about the Karbonos, and we talk about the Indian of Reach Nichayach. Lratzel Lifnei Hashem. So somebody asked me, one of the BMP members asked today, what does that mean? It seems so...
It's microbial, it's my rights on Levnei Hashem, it's my aroma, it's my...
So I thought that maybe that's the idea. Doing mitzvah stam, and not for the right reasons, just because they're mitzvahs and that's what everybody does, it's not what Rabbanu Shalom wants. He wants a reach nichayich, that there's a pleasant smell. The pleasant smell is because you're doing what's right. Well, it might not be easy, but it's right. Everybody can go to Minyan. So, your Rav, you know, let's say he's not here today. He's going away on taking a day off. So you can go to the hard Minyan, the 7:30 Minyan. But you know, there's a Minyan at 8:30, there's a Minyan at 9. You go there, nobody will know. But you know that the right thing to do is to get up early, to get a good start, and that's what we should be. Should be Jews that always are constantly seeking shalom, but understanding that true shalom is going against the grain, is doing what the Rabbanu Shalom really wants of us, even if it's not popular. And believing in yourself. That's the ultimate message. Believing that you can make a change. If Pinchas thought that he would just do this tremendous act and it would just have the Jews go, whoa, and then continue what they were doing, that wouldn't be the Bris Yishalom. Bris Yishalom is because he knew it was the right thing. He acted against the grain like his father and grandfather and said, this is the ultimate. This is what the Rabbanu Shalom wants him. We should be zeichet to take that message of a true Bris Yishalom, of teaching our children, teaching our little babies from 8 days old what true Shalom is, what true Shalom bias is, sometimes just giving in. But true shalom with friends are sometimes giving in. That I think will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That will take away this chutzpah. This will take away this chil Hashem. This constant. You know. There was a story about an Arab who was talking to a Jew, happened to be an Efrat, and they were talking about the situation. And he said, "You know, I've thought about it." And I said, you know, we don't really need to go ahead and hurt you and kill you and do. You're doing it all by yourself. You know, physically we hurt you, but spiritually, I see you people. You hate each other. This one doesn't. This guy was very. This Arab was quite knowledgeable. This one doesn't like this, and this one. Such a horrible thing. You can't marry them because they're from, you know, this. We should be zeichah, we take that out of our mind, that we truly bring shalom, mechli chemda of shalom, where l'mitz Hashem, make these 3 weeks into 3 weeks of simcha, 3 weeks that we wait and pine for Beis HaMikdash, which will hopefully be b'mitz Hashem v'meheir v'yamin.